Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Peter Biddle with Intel's Software and Solutions Group. Welcome to the program today, Peter.
Thank you, Allison.
Peter, you are working on something called the Atom Developers Program and AppUp. And these were two programs that were announced late last year and early this year at CES. Tell us about them.
Basically, an interesting way of thinking about how we're approaching this space is we sort of use this analogy of filling stores and emptying stores. What we want to do is get a bunch of small developers super excited about writing consumer applications for Atom platforms. And we're starting with netbooks because we think those are the best place for us to start. So the developer program we have to engage with that development community is called the Intel Atom Developer Program, or IADP, and that's a thing that we announced and kicked off at IDF this past year. And AppUp is the sort of empty the stores, or it's the vehicle through which we're going to build a store framework for both Intel to have a store, which is currently available on the web today, as well as future partners to do their own stores. And IADP is about getting developers to write cool applications, and AppUp is about giving users a great place to shop for, download, buy, try, share, talk about, and otherwise experience those applications.
Okay, so basically the developer angle is the developer's program and the consumer angle is AppUp, if you want to think about it that way.
Yeah, that's a great way.
Okay, and tell me why we're getting into this and who we're working with to make this successful.
There's a tremendous opportunity for developers to build client applications that really take advantage of Atom and Atom netbooks, the capabilities and the usage model, right? This form factor is a form factor that requires that we as a software development community really approach it with open eyes and open minds and think about, you know, how can we deliver really cool software that's going to delight the people who own these devices.
Beyond the netbook, you know, Atom is going into a lot of places. Do you see the Atom Developers Program going into those places with the processor?
Absolutely. We like to say that we are going to be there for Atom wherever Atom needs us. We are not going to be a segment creator. Our primary value is in connecting small developers to great end-user communities, and the latter is super important. You need a community to connect them to. When we think about developers, they can't afford a six-month prospective investment in a new platform and then have that platform not ship. You know, a lot of them are self-funded, or if they are funded, it's, you know, based on the revenue from the last thing they shipped, or they're doing this as a side project when they work a day job, and we really need volume. So when we look to how we support Atom, the two places we're looking very clearly at are in the smaller form factor devices, so handhelds and slates, super interesting to us. And television is super interesting as well. But when we approach those, we're going to approach it as a sort of supporter of Intel's great design wins in those spaces.
Now, Intel recently made an announcement with Nokia around a unified platform for smartphones. Do you see that playing a role in the Atom Developer Program?
Absolutely, especially in the sense that these are Atom devices. Mm-hmm. They're going to need great software.
So if a developer is out there and they want to find out more about the developer program, where do they go?
You go to appdeveloper.intel.com for information about IADP, and you can also go to appup.com, which resolves to an Intel URL, for a look at the current beta of the netbook store. And if you're going to try it, we strongly recommend that right now you try it on a netbook. Right now, you're going to get the best results on a netbook.
Now, we see a lot of stuff from Intel up on AppUp right now. When are we going to see OEM stores start to emerge?
You know, I've been in software for long enough to know that there's no way I would ever give you a date. but I can say that we are really in very late stages of discussions with multiple hardware partners as well as some telcos to get their stores out in the marketplace as well.
Great. And I remember from IDF as well an announcement about Adobe Air and Microsoft Silverlight. What's the status on that?
So, funnily enough, I'm not going to give you dates for those either, but we are working really closely with those companies specifically because they provide us with a vehicle through which we can get great client applications that also run on both Windows and Linux. So that helps us deliver on the notion that a small developer can write to a single framework and a single store API and get the benefits of Atom as a foundational hardware technology underneath all of their applications wherever they go on any operating system that we support. So we're going to be announcing more from both of those guys, hopefully in the very near future.
Fantastic. Well, Peter, thank you very much for coming today. I can't wait to hear more about the program.
Hey, thank you very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.